With Massachusetts schools closed into May due to the COVID-19 outbreak, educators are working to find new ways to continue teaching students. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District anticipates rolling out its new remote learning plan on Friday. WAMC spoke with Superintendent of Schools Beth Regalbuto about how her district intends to serve more than 600 students, while its three campuses remain shuttered.
We've been starting with, first and foremost, safety and health of our families and our students. That was our first priority. We've talked about getting everybody out of the facilities and sanitizing them and focusing on the needs of our communities. So if it's about food, it's about social-emotional services, it's about anything we can do to make sure that people have everything they need during this incredibly challenging time.
You're now talking about rolling out remote learning. Walk me through this. What's that going to look like for students in your district?
So we have a unique challenge in the Berkshires, as we don't have the same equity and access and connectivity that maybe some of our counterparts do across the state. So for us, we've taken a little bit of a different approach. This is more about enrichment, about keeping students engaged in learning, about using our surroundings to do that. And we're doing it in a variety of ways. There will be the opportunity for online components, but there will also be the opportunity to do those same projects without the online capability in case our families don't have that.
Do you have an example at this time of the kind of project that might be carried out through remote learning?
The teachers are actually in the process of putting those things together, but there's lots of examples. I think people can be doing cooking at home and have a combination of science and math. There's lots of natural things that we do every day, taking a hike and incorporating history into science. There's lots of creative ways to get outside, get some fresh air, and still be engaged in learning.
Are there any examples of remote learning that you're drawing on to put together this new curriculum?
We have been researching everything, everywhere, anything we can get our hands on. People have been amazing with free resources. So I think teachers are drawing from all of those sources and creating. I think it's a really great time to be creative and really tap into that teacher autonomy on how they're going to move those students forward.
I can imagine there might be some skepticism about the effectiveness of remote learning. How confident are you that this is going to be a good way to continue the development of a young child's life while overcoming the challenge of the separation?
I don't know that anybody can say we're 100% confident. I think what we're doing is we're doing the very best we can in a situation that we, you know, really weren't prepared for. But I think it's maybe highlighting more of what we believe, and that is, we've never been big people to teach to a test, right? We've been focused on deeper learning and making sure that students need to know concepts at the appropriate time, but not about whether or not they're going to get a great test score. You know, good teaching will, taking the test will be no big deal in the long run if that's what's happening. So I think this plays in with our philosophy as it is, and I think it will change maybe the way we educate in the future. I think it will show us that there's different ways to do things than we thought before.
With schools now closed into May, how are you conceptualizing the rest of the school year? Do you think we'll be returning before the school year is over?
I would love it if we did. I think for the seniors especially, we would love to get in some time and still be able to celebrate their K-12 experience the way they had hoped. But I'm not positive. And if that's the case, it's because it's the best thing to do for everyone. And I think we'll just keep going and refining this remote learning plan as needed through the process and continue to improve it like we do with everything.